USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
With 9 days before Election Day, more Americans have taken advantage of opportunities for early voting than in 2016. About 58.6 million Americans have already cast their ballot, compared to the 58 million that voted before Election Day in 2016. One state that has seen many of its voters go to the polls early is Texas, where a new poll from the Dallas Morning Star shows former Vice President Joe Biden leading President Trump 48% to 45%. Representative Tom Emmer of Minnesota is the chair of the National Republican Congressional Committee. And he tells Fox News that what most polls can't account for is what will keep this race tight.
There are some, Patrick Basham's one at the Democracy Institute. He correctly called the Brexit election and also the 2016 election here. He refers to to the shy Trump vote as being about 5 to 6 points. And if you believe that, this thing is very tight. It's going to go down to the wire.
This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the My Pillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the My Pillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better, or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Will there be a stimulus bill before the election? Many in Washington are skeptical and are ready to blame the other side. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Time is running out for a new coronavirus relief bill to pass before Election Day. One of the main sticking points is how much money should be going to cities and local governments. And according to Republican Senator John Thune, it's Democrats that are wanting to wait until after the election to help the American people out.
Money for the post office, money for farmers. I mean, we've moved a bill on the floor now twice in the Senate, but the Democrats have blocked it. So in the end, when the smoke clears after the election, hopefully we can sit down and people can, in good faith, start to compromise. But right now, my impression is that the House Democrats and Speaker Pelosi would much rather have the issue than they would have a solution. And we want a solution.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi countered on CNN, saying that it's the White House that's been moving the goalposts in negotiations.
Every time they say we move the goalposts, that means they're projecting what they did.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
The Senate will vote Monday on the Supreme Court nomination of Judge Amy Coney Barrett. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more details.
The Senate is moving forward with the nomination of Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. Senators advanced her nomination today with a 51-48 vote. This came despite Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski and Maine Senator Susan Collins joining Democrats. The final confirmation vote for Barrett is expected to happen on Monday. Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, saying,
"We made an important contribution to the future of this country. A lot of what we've done over the last 4 years will be undone sooner or later by the next election. They won't be able to do much about this for a long time to come."
The FBI is reminding people over the weekend that scams continue to surface to rip off consumers. USA Radio Network's Wyatt Cox reports.
In a Saturday tweet from the FBI Las Vegas office, the Bureau identified three red flags you will see in a scam: demanding payment via gift cards, wire transfers, internet currency, or by mailing cash to resolve an issue, creating a sense of urgency that it must be handled now, and demanding secrecy from you in handling the problem. If any of these come up in a phone, email, or other private message conversation, disconnect and contact your local law enforcement office for assistance. I'm Wyatt Cox.
Action Sunday in the NFL saw Pittsburgh remain undefeated by beating the Tennessee Titans 27-24, and the 49ers roll the Patriots 33-6. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.